Uluru attracts hundreds of thousands of visitors every year, but from October 2019, climbing the rock will be banned. In 2010, it was announced the ban could be introduced if the proportion of climbers fell below 20%. Figures show only 16% of visitors made the climb between 2011 and 2015. Speaking through an interpreter, traditional landowner and chairman of the park board, Sammy Wilson, says closing the climb will help preserve Uluru.
And another thing to add to it is where they climb up and down, they've left a mark there also engraved into the rock. And it's from one of those reasons why that has led us to look into the climb, hence us giving us informed decisions leading up and closing the climb. It's one of the reasons.
The site is managed by the Uluru Kata Juta National Park Board, which includes 8 Anangu elders. In a statement, the management board said the decision to close the climb was made after extensive consultation. CEO of Ecotourism Australia, Rod Hillman, has welcomed the ban.
We're very supportive of the climb being closed. This is no surprise. This has been flagged for a very long time that it was the intention to close the climb in the current management plan, which came out in 2010. It was very, very clear that subject to a range of criteria being met, the climb would be closed. But more importantly, the traditional owners don't want people to climb, and we need to respect that.
There are already signs at the bottom of Uluru urging tourists to reconsider climbing, as more than 30 people have died attempting it. Mr. Hillman says there are other ways for people to enjoy the area.
There's a whole lot of new experiences that have been developed, walking tours, cultural tours, even segways that can take you around Uluru. So there's a whole lot of new experiences that have been developed so people can experience the site in many, many different ways than what they had before.